Where do the Astros rank in terms of
bullpen?
Save percentage.
Actually, bullpen, they rank third overall in baseball.
Save percentage, they are 18th.
Yeah, no, not save percentage, but the bullpen overall, ERA.
Yeah, I don't really care. I care about how you are doing when it's time to win games.
Yeah.
Their record in the bullpen is 7-9 as a unit. They have blown saves at an alarming rate relative to being a good team. 18th in Major League Baseball. And here's my problem. So Eric Layden and I did a podcast yesterday while the Astros game was going on. So we got into this. Astros Twitter will tell you how good the bullpen is, and they'll cite stats, and they'll tell you that Ken Giles, their favorite argument is Ken Giles was really good last year. And when they season is over, then if you say that, then you better say James Harden. They're probably the same people who say James Harden after every season was really good. But see, the thing is, we kill James Harden for failings in the playoffs. If you don't get it done in the playoffs, it diminishes your regular season, whether you like it or not. At least if you're playing to win at a high, high level. So you can't be James Harden bad, but Ken Giles good. You can't do that. It's horrifically inconsistent. If I have a pitcher, and I don't care if it's a save situation or a non-save situation, who gives up three runs or more multiple times in the season, who can't in an inning or without even an out, that doesn't work for me one single bit. You can't get shelled like that multiple times. I mean, that's just not a good thing. And that's what the Astros have right now. Their bullpen, statistics look good. We can point to good performances, no question. Because the ERA still look good for individual pitchers. Even Devo after yesterday, it's like a 208. But they have got to start. Like, they've given up losses. They've given up losses. When they have a bad outing, it's not when they're already getting beat 8-2. It's when they have a chance to win a game for the Astros to get wins.
That's right.
They got 7 blown saves already. I mean, that's not good.
And here's where and everybody wins against replacement. Guess what the Astros bullpen is in WAR?
What?
Second. The Astros bullpen is ranked second to the New York Yankees in wins against replacement. That is so misleading. That is such a misleading stat because of it. And Jeff Bagwell tweeted out the other day when everybody was just crushing the bullpen against the Indians. Well, we are third in ERA, so we're doing something right. Well, no. No, because you're blowing games. How many games would this team have won if they didn't blow? And you're going to blow some saves, don't get me wrong. But you can't count on these guys. You just cannot count on these guys. And I said this before, and I talked to somebody in the organization, and you look at them trying to pick up Zach Britton last year. They know, they see, they're not blind. It's not like, oh, they're not doing it. It's time to burn. Well, you know how Jeff Luhnow is. He is going to get value. And if right now it is obviously a seller's market because you wait until closer to the deadline, and that's actually where you can make some deals so that guys, well, I got to get rid of this guy. I got to get some prospects. So, and we're getting closer to the end of the clock. No team will give you something right now. You're just going to have to muddle through this as we speak. Yeah. But make no mistake, the Astros will make a big move in the bullpen by trade deadline.